I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Applications are now open for writers looking to spend 3 weeks on a windswept island in Scotland. The island-to-island residency exchange sends writers from Aotearoa and Scotland to the other side of the world to inspire their creative work and strengthen the literary ties between the two island nations. It's run by creative writing agency Monaiac Moore in Scotland and Verb Wellington in New Zealand, and Claire Mabey is the founder of Verb Wellington and joins us now. Kia ora to you.
Kia ora, thanks for having me.
Nice to have you here. What did you used to have for breakfast when you were a kid?
I was just thinking about that as I was listening to you. I used to have rice bubbles a lot.
Yeah.
Or toast. Molenbeek bread toasted.
I want my Molenbeek.
Yeah.
Glorious. This is the very first offering of this island to island exchange, is that right?
That's right. Yep, it's our first one.
That's cool. Where did the idea come from? How did things like this happen?
That's a good question. Well, I think at Verb, so we're primarily run literary events. So we're really in the business of bringing writers together with audiences. But when we first started, we always wanted to work on residencies because the literary sector is so dependent on this ecosystem of relationships between writers and publishers and readers and time to write. And we know, because we work so closely with so many writers, that the barrier often to actually getting work done is time and money. So residencies have always been a part of our purpose. And we've slowly built up, I guess, a suite of residency offerings. And it's been a long-held dream to create an international one. And I was very lucky and got to go to Scotland last year to connect with a lot of different programmers from around the world. And I kept hearing about this place called Monaiac Moor, which just sounded like a dream, really, a place dedicated to offering space for writers from all over the place to really, you know, do the business of writing. So I had this idea that we could link up, connect our two worlds together and offer time and space for writers, but for that to be a real exchange and to be quite a deep one, because I've seen over many years of working on literary events that behind the scenes, the connections between writers are incredibly important and can lead to lifelong friendships and very impactful relationships in terms of inspiration and career and solidarity and all that kind of thing. So we have worked with the British Council before on a project and really loved that relationship. And the British Council were a big part of me going, supporting me to go to Edinburgh last year. So we proposed the concept to them. They were really keen, Monaiac Moor were really keen, and it actually happened really quickly after that. It just felt like what we do and what Monaiac Moor do is very much in tune, and what we wanted to do was of interest to the British Council, who are the primary funders. And so with that kind of support, this is what can happen.
You talk about the importance of, writers actually having time and space to write. And that might sort of seem self-explanatory, but I guess those two things are often really luxurious for writers. I think I'm right in saying you have a writer's residency this year, right? The Michael King Writers' Centre one. Didn't you get one of them?
I do. I'm what's called an emerging writer, yeah. I guess. Like, my first book is coming out this year. And I have felt, honestly, quite daft over the last year or so, because I worked in this sector for a very long time, but it wasn't really until I needed to get a big project done that I fully understood the struggle between having a creative time frame and headspace, and doing your life. And so I've got this much renewed appreciation for just how difficult it is to carve out a creative life, because these things often need a long gestation period. You need time to go down deep and to perfect things. Like drafting a first draft is hard enough, but then to actually keep making it better requires so much concentrated time. And all of our lives get so busy. We have so many different obligations. The cost of living is getting, really tricky. And so carving out time, it does sound so simple, but it is probably the biggest thing.
Tell me a bit about the parameters of the residency. Who is it open to? Because it is restricted to people, to certain people, yeah?
Yeah, so we a lot of the work that we do at Verb is supporting emerging writers and kind of grassroots movements, I suppose. But with this residency, we're looking to support what we would generally call mid-career writers. So it's people who have already got at least one publication under their belt and are trying to push forward on something else. And I think the reason for that is it is quite a big opportunity, but it's also comes with event obligations. So the New Zealand writer will be taking part in the Edinburgh International Book Festival. And I think as our first experiment with this exchange, some experience is really useful. And I think for us means that we know that whoever is lucky enough to be selected for this will have some experience of having to be a writer and perform being a writer because that is part of it. Yeah, so it's kind of, and it's also opportunities like this are unfortunately very rare. And I guess it's almost like a reward or a happy propulsion of an established or and growing career that hopefully boosts it even further.
It's 3 weeks on the Isle of Skye in Scotland. I put out the call to.
Well, it's actually
It's yes, no,
it's
you're right,
actually
sorry.
in the Highlands. So Monadnock Moor, the residency space is in the Highlands, and as part of that, you also go out to the Island of Skye. So it's actually a bit of both worlds. So the island, generally the British island, the Isles, and then you go on a micro trip out to Skye, which is incredibly beautiful.
Yeah, it sounds like a really cool and interesting and evocative place. Certainly a place where you would be inspired to do some writing. How long are applications open for, and how, please, do people apply?
So they close on the 8th of April, and that's in both time zones, the 8th of April. And if you go to verbwellington.nz, you'll see up in the top there's a residency menu and you'll see island to island, and it's also on our home page, so you can click right through. And there's just a really quite simple form to fill out. And it just asks you to supply three different things that you can upload very easily to that form. We've tried to make it as quick and painless as possible. And then applicants will be advised by the 15th of April.
Great stuff. Sounds really, really cool. Claire Mabey from Verb Wellington, thanks very much for coming on and telling us about that.
Thank you so much for having me.
That's Claire Mabey, who, as I mentioned, is the founder of Verb Wellington. And you can find more at the Verb Wellington website, verbwellington.nz/island-2-island-residency.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned, We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.